There's a principle, there's an underlying principle that to get something big, to grab a big opportunity, or to get a big status, or to acquire something good in terms of a statement or a discussion. So if I explain these in detail, we'll understand quickly. But let's say for a special season. Now this word season, which we use regularly, season or climate, that to prepare for the weather or the climate or the season, to get the benefit from that season or from that climate or from those conditions, you have to prepare for that climate beforehand. Beforehand. In other words, if I explain a bit more, that if we take the example, there's a wedding coming up, yeah? And there's normally a season in the year where people have weddings. So what do people do? A year before, people start to prepare. Whatever you have to do, the preparations are made, planning is done, scheduling is done. For this reason, that you can't do it in the last minute, there'll be a loss if you prepare for the wedding. Or let's take a businessman, people who start business or run businesses. And I'll give you the example of that. That there's a season or there's a busy period or busy periods for businessmen like Christmas time or Easter time, when a lot of products sell, a lot of customers buy. So to benefit maximum from that period of time, the businessmen, they prepare beforehand, they plan beforehand, they get stock, they buy the stock. Or let's say summertime's coming, then we'll buy clothes for the summer, thin clothes or shoes or footwear. And the businessmen, they during the summer buy the stock for winter time. Yeah, so a few months before, during the summer, we're buying the clothes, the thin clothes for summer that will benefit us in the hot weather. But the businessman, he buys 4, 5, 6 months in advance of Christmas. Why? Why does he do that? Because the businessman doesn't want to lose out. He wants to get things a bargain, cheap, cost. So my brothers, the biggest season is close to us now. The biggest time in the year, just like in the world, to benefit in the dunya, there are seasons and phases. Now we are in the phase, we are in the phase that will take us close to benefit in the akhirah. And this season will give such immense benefit for akhirah, for the hereafter, that this is not some minor time. Allah Kareem is himself witnessed in the Quran. Our Nabi, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, himself, many a hadith with regards to this season, this month, this time that is about to come. So how azim, how great will this period be that is coming upon us? So if this is such a great and fantastic time that's about to come, a massive time that's about to come, that if this season it goes and we miss it, then we will lose big time. Big time we will lose in big loss. This is such a great season that there's nothing that can compensate for Ramadan. We cannot compensate for the loss of this season that is to come. There's a massive loss if we don't utilize this time to come, this opportunity to come, then we will have a massive loss. So how can I praise, or how can I define, how can I explain the detail of this season that's to come? What is the fadail, the virtues? One prostration. For us it's a minor, isn't it? It's not even significant, not important, but it's a big, big action. For example, many things for us, they look like a small thing. No, it's not important. But for the hereafter, they are very, very heavy and weighty. For example, Allah's name. Allah's name is light. And Allah's name, oh, you just want me to say Allah? But in the hereafter, the reality of Allah's name, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, what is the reality of Allah's name? That the whole universe is, you can say, revolving around the name of Allah, on the basis of the name of Allah. In the hadith it states that as long as there's a person reciting Allah's name, Qiyamah will not come. So the people who reject this name, who think this name, they shun the name, or they don't give it emphasis. But then you have those people who keep repeating the name of Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. To say this name, Allah, repeatedly, look at the amount, the weight. The person who will keep on repeating Allah's name, what he will get in the hereafter. We think it's light, but my request, brothers, is that it may sound light, it may be easy to recite, but it's the most heaviest and the weightiest impact. Always in our hearts, Allah, Allah, Allah. Don't think it is a minor. Many times when I say the name Allah to people, to repeat it, is that it? We just have to say Allah? Is there anything else I have to do? we think it's not important or it's not significant. But my brothers, Allah Ta'ala says, those things that are significant in my eyes, we consider them insignificant. So what I'm saying, according to the season that's about to come, it may look minor, but it's very weighty indeed. So what is this? One sajda. Let's take the prostration. We prostrate all year long, don't we? With Allah's blessings, morning, evening, during the day, salah time, different times of the day. We do sajda, we do prostration. We're always doing sajda. When is the time when we don't do sajda, prostration? We keep on doing sajda, prostration. So what has our Nabi, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated about this season to come? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in Ramadan, one prostration, one sajda, one prostration. Yeah, just a prostration. Forget everything else. One prostration, he will get 1,500 good deeds to his name straight away. 1,500 good deeds. Imagine, suddenly he gets upon one sajda. And Allah has given many opportunities in this month for us to do sajda, prostrate. And then multiply. I say Ramadan, everyone should keep a calculator in his pocket to calculate, where am I going? How much have I made? What's my profit? How much have I accumulated? If I can earn during the rest of the year, why don't I earn in this season, in this phase? That, alhamdulillah, if I say this, if I do this, I've collected this much, I've made this much, plus Ramadan, multiply this time. Subhanallah, subhanallah, say this in sajda. Allah, you are so merciful, you give me so many rewards. This is the shukr. This is the phase, the season of shukr. We should be grateful. We need to realize, where am I going? Allah is so merciful. He's given me every second, every minute of the day, all around the day. We should be so strongly connected. Not that we've just done something, we've practiced something, we just move on. No, if I give you £10, and I've given you £10, and you take the £10, and you just walk off. I say, oh, at least if he said to me, oh, Jazakallah, thank you. Or if, for example, you come to my house, I give you tea and kebabs and samosas and papad, and I give you all the delicacies. And you say, okay, brother, thanks. You don't even say thanks. You just say, okay, I'll meet you again. You don't even say thanks or Jazakallah. And if Allah is so merciful to us due to the time that's to come and we don't repay Allah Ta'ala's favors, Allah, we say, Allah, I've done this. Allah, you've made me prostrate and do sajda and you remember you. Allah, I'm so grateful to you. And when a person realizes, then he wakes up and he remembers Allah. He's grateful to Allah. So one prostration of Ramadan, every sajda will give 1,500 good deeds to your name. So imagine how many sajdas you will do in Ramadan. How many times you'll prostrate. One prostration for those few seconds, Allah says, I will grow a tree for you. One sajda you do in Ramadan, you'll get a tree grown for you. And that tree, the comparison that's been given is 500 years. If you gallop on a horse in Jannah, the horse of Jannah, which has its speed, 500 years you wander, gallop under the shade of that tree, will not end. One sajda, one prostration. And this is in paradise. If we think here, what am I saying? That one prostration, you get the tree in Jannah, in paradise. The amount of sujood you do in paradise, how many trees will be grown for you, planted for you, and Jannah, about which Allah Ta'ala will give due to the sadaqah of Ramadan. How powerful will that Jannah be? That one tree, it is similar to the vastness of the dunya. Look at the dunya. 500 years if you travel. Can the dunya compare? And you can still not travel beyond the shade of the tree. And today, if you half an hour, or 12, 13, 14 hours, you can get to the other side of the world by traveling. But that tree, imagine how massive it is. The 500 years in Jannah you will travel. So imagine how vast Jannah is if one tree. So what is the maqam of this world? It's nothing compared to Jannah. Imagine Allah's power. One sajda, one prostration will give this. One, Allah says, you do a prostration, I will give you a palace in paradise. Palace. And what will be that palace? What will be the style of that palace? That every door of that palace, there will be 60,000 doors in that palace that Allah will give on a sujood. And every door will have gold and silver on that door. You understand what I'm saying? You know when you start, you go in the courtyard and you have the first door that goes into the palace, the entrance door. Then what about the rest of the palace? Amazing. The angels, when they heard Allah say, I will make the world and in the world I'll put people. And the angels said, Allah, what is this dunya you're making? Earth, the planet, there'll be men and women and they'll do things. They were shocked when they heard this. So today when we hear about Jannah, we don't believe it. But when we get there, reality will come. What's reality? I may pass away when I leave this masjid or even now. What ticket do we need? You have to buy a ticket to go to the hereafter? No, the ticket will come automatically. Very quickly will occur. And we will see the reality of what is life and what is the hereafter. So for one prostration, 1,500, that reward Allah Ta'ala said. On top of that, you get the tree in Jannah. On top of that, you get the palace. Imagine, brothers, the rewards. But for these rewards, we have to make solid preparation. Should we not prepare, brothers? Of course we should prepare. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 2 months before Ramadan, he announced that Ramadan, the great blessed month, is to come. 2 months before. Didn't Allah Ta'ala's Nabi say, Allahumma barikna fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna ila Ramadan. The Rasulullah said, look, a beautiful point here. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us this dua 2 months before, that Allah give us Rajab, the barakah of Rajab, the blessings of Rajab, and Allah give us the blessings of Shabab, wa balligh, and Ramadan, and Allah take us safely to Ramadan. Take us safely to Ramadan. So think, the 2 months before the barakah, the word comes, and for Ramadan, the word barakah doesn't come. What comes? That Allah take us to Ramadan. So what we hear here, what we realize, is that we're not asking for barakah of Ramadan. Allah take us to safely, take us to make us reach Ramadan. Because when we get to Ramadan, already it's automatically full of barakat, blessings, mercies, shafqat, love and forgiveness. What has Allah not put in Ramadan? Jannah, close, hellfire, far, finished. All of these blessings already in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala in this dua, Rasulullah didn't talk about reward or barakah. Here's the desire. Allah, just get me to Ramadan somehow, Allah, safely and safe and sound and intact. That will make me reach there. In other words, Allah, let me drown in that ocean of Ramadan so I can benefit from all its pearls. And it's not, Rasulullah says, barakah of Rajab, barakah of Shaban, and Allah, get us to Ramadan. Please get us to Ramadan. So, how many months before Rasulullah ﷺ gave us the advice of the preparation? I'm speaking quickly because we have to do dhikr as well today. Otherwise, we could speak for a long time on this subject. But I'm just going to summarize and make it concise, the point that's come to my mind. And it's a beneficial point that I'm going to speak now is very beneficial. So, we have to prepare for Ramadan. So now let's think. Rajab is gone. Shaban, few days left. Shaban will go. And Ramadan is here. It's on our footsteps. What do we do now? So what preparation can I do now? There's only 2-3 days left, but listen clearly to what I'm going to say. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a deed, an amal, when Ramadan was very close. Alhamdulillah, we are now in that position. We are now in that position, totally with the fadl of Allah, Ramadan is upon us. 2-3 days left, totally on the doorstep. So now what is this deed that Rasulullah sallam used to practice just before Ramadan? That amal, just before, few days before Ramadan, just qabl to Ramadan. That was the preparation of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just close to Ramadan, Rasulullah sallam used to recite a dua. And that dua is very great, very important, and close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That for that dua, Rasulullah sallam first would give talqeen advice to his family members and advise them and teach them. Then he would teach the sahaba and recite this dua to them. And he would tell them, do this dua, repeat this dua. This is very important, this dua for Ramadan. And what is the situation around this dua? That whenever a person prepares for something, an action, whether it's dunya or hereafter, whenever you prepare for something, whatever you're preparing for, wedding preparations, summer season's coming, you're going to clean the house, spring cleaning, winter, summer, spring, autumn, whatever. If you want to get the result of an action, you want to totally get full maximum benefit, then not just preparation has to be done. Not just preparation in advance. Doesn't matter how big a season you're preparing for. What will you succeed with? One action which is the biggest means, and that is dua. We have to do dua. Remember this. The biggest means for success, adam, the greatest means for success in dunya and akhirah is dua. Dua. Never consider your preparations will give you success. Who is going to give? Allah gives. And when does Allah give? When you do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very critical. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for preparation of Ramadan, he's given us the methodology in the end. Just before Ramadan was the form of dua. And this is such a dua that Allah ta'ala accepts the dua. Allah ta'ala accepts the dua. And Allah ta'ala puts the wazn, the weight into the dua. So what was this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us? Listen to this dua. You can recite it. You can call out to Allah. Allahumma sallim li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan li. This is the Arabic in Urdu. The way we do the oh Allah. Allow me. Allah. Give me peace and protection for Ramadan. Allah, for the month of Ramadan, keep me protected and at peace. And Allah, for Ramadan, also give me Ramadan with peace and salamat. And on top of that, Allah, Ramadan Sharif, accept my Ramadan and allow it to protect me and preserve me. These are the three parts. Number one, Allah, for me, Keep me intact and protect me for Ramadan. What does this mean? Allah, for the sake of Ramadan, keep me intact and protect me. Keep me steadfast and in a good state, and protect me from bad things and ill things and evil things. Allah, preserve me and protect me and give me the goodness and the benefit of Ramadan. So this is the first thing we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, give me Ramadan in such a way that I go through the Ramadan with salamat, protected, intact, and without any evil effect. And the second part of the dua is that Allah, also vice versa, keep Ramadan salamat for me as well. Protect Ramadan for me. Keep Ramadan intact for me so I can also benefit from Ramadan. So not just that I am intact and protected and I go through Ramadan in a good state and well and healthy, but secondly I say, Allah, give me the barakat, your fadl, your mercies, your karam, everything, give me that also in Ramadan. So that's the second part. That Allah, keep Ramadan protected for me, that all of the goodness that is in Ramadan, give it to me also, Allah. Don't keep me empty-handed through Ramadan. So first, Allah Ta'ala makes us reach into Ramadan in a good state, healthy, so we can benefit. And secondly, we want Allah Ta'ala to give us all of the good things through Ramadan. And the third thing is we want acceptance. So the third part of the dua, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Oh Allah, Ramadan Sharif, for me, make it a source of goodness and acceptance. Allah, all the deeds I do in Ramadan, Allah, please accept all of those deeds that I practice in Ramadan." So with the fadl of Allah, this dua, it's in three parts. That Allah, take me into Ramadan safely and protect me through Ramadan and healthy. Otherwise, what guarantee do we know? 1 hour away, 1 hour ago, we probably heard, or we could have heard, or we will know in an hour that somebody's passed away and he won't get Ramadan. Maybe half an hour before Ramadan, I could pass away. I could become ill. I could get a heart attack. I could get a stroke. But subhanAllah, dua is such a thing that it can change the destiny. It can change, it can flip the destiny. There may be some disasters about to come on my head, but Rasulullah has given me this dua and I recite this, then inshallah, I will get Ramadan. Inshallah, I will get the benefit of Ramadan and have this niyyah, because this is such a treasure that we should not desire to waste this ni'mah of Allah. So first, Allah, take me safely into Ramadan. Secondly, Allah, keep Ramadan intact and full of blessings and goodness for me. But many people, as I said, firstly, some don't get to Ramadan. Others get to Ramadan, pass through Ramadan, but they have no passion, no desire. They don't read Quran. They don't do no dhikr, no adhkar. They don't do voluntary actions. They just keep the fast. They're hungry from morning to night. And this like poverty and hunger and thirst. And they're backbiting and sinning. And all of these things, Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallam has given us the second half part of the dua. That Allah, make Ramadan the source of goodness for me and greatness for me. And the person who does this dua, inshallah, he'll get all of the amal of Ramadan in ahsan way, in a great way, in a good way, first class way. And the third dua part, which is Allah subhanAllah, that whatever I get, if take me to Ramadan, Allah, and give me the tawfiq to do good in Ramadan, and Allah, in your court, please accept all of these deeds I will do in Ramadan. If we get such a Ramadan with the fadl of Allah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us this dua, then when Ramadan is totally close, just like there are 2-3 days left, then with this dua recite, and you'll have no doubts, and we'll have a beautiful Ramadan. You'll pass through Ramadan nicely. So brothers, what we should do, grab this dua, easy dua, in Urdu, English, whatever language you can recite it, and after every salah, dhikr, after every recitation of Quran, recite this dua in abundance, and have hope in Allah, aspiration Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives us these three things. Recite Durood Sharif.